From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Donald John Trump, President of the United States. It's official now, as of this very minute, noontime in Washington, D.C. According to the United States Constitution, Donald John Trump has become the 45th president of the United States. Tens of thousands have gathered in front of the Capitol building on a day that all but assured rain, but the weather, at least for the moment, has held off. Although the real formalities of the inauguration are running somewhat behind schedule, officially Mr. Trump becomes our president at the strike of noon. Now, just a few moments ago, literally minutes, Associate Justice Clarence Thomas administered the oath of office to Michael Pence as Vice President of the United States.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And Michael Pence being sworn in as Vice President of the United States by Associate Justice Clarence Thomas. This is VOA News. The District of Columbia has been a bevy of excitement all day today. Greg Flakes, one of our correspondents here at VOA, has been on the streets this time following along with protesters, some city blocks off from the very formal festivities on the front steps of the Capitol building.
Well, I am on the corner of L and 13th in Washington. This is several blocks north of the mall, and there is a big presence of police here in riot gear at the moment. With their helmets and shields on, and with their various batons and that sort of thing. There was an incident down the street here earlier where some windows were broken, but that was cleared up pretty quickly. And I don't know much about what the exact circumstances were, but here we had. Crowds of people, protesters, marching from McPherson Square over to this area, chanting and waving their banners and so forth. All peaceful from what I've seen so far, but evidently something has happened here because the police have blocked off this road, this street, and as I say, they look like they're in riot gear and ready for some kind of a violent confrontation, although as I say, I don't see anything at the moment.
According to Greg Flakes, there appeared to have been no distinct confrontations between the supporters of Donald Trump and any of the protesters who might have been proposing any one of a dozen or so different causes. And we will keep you up to date on all the activities that are going on in and throughout Washington, D.C. throughout the day, including the formal swearing-in of our 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump. The U.N. Children's Fund warns freezing cold temperatures across Europe are putting thousands of young refugee and migrant children at risk of illness and death. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund estimates 23,700 refugee and migrant children, including infants and newborns, are stranded in Greece and the Balkans. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crowe tells VOA that people on land face other life-threatening illnesses.
Like pneumonia, acute respiratory infections that are exacerbated in overcrowded conditions, and infants particularly do not have the kind of body fat, you know, that insulates them and therefore are more vulnerable.
Rose says she...
UNICEF is calling on Greek authorities to move refugees and migrants currently living in camps to more appropriate accommodations. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.